mengapa ku masih sendirian di kala musim lagi pada jadian. Andai ku bisa berpegangan tangan dengan pacar impian yang tak kunjung datang. I need love. Pacaran buatku galau seolah ketinggalan. Jadi males ke acara nikahan, dikepoin semua dengan pertanyaan. Anila
I really need it, wanna feel it. I need love, cause I'm tired of being single. I wanna mingle, I want that tingle. I need some Kylie's or candles, yeah. Been out of the game, but now I'm back, I'm ready to score. But now I'm more determined, now I'm in control. So to all the pretty ladies out there, if you're listening, if you're looking for some loving, DM my Instagram, yeah. Cause I wanna give you all my loving, I wanna give you all my heart, yeah. Now I'm holding your hands and we'll be there. But then I realize I'm in a daydream. Damn,
I need love.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini
Name is quite unique, Kwechubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwechubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwechubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwechubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwechubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kwechubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwechubit. Both have delicious taste.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and for opportunities. And listener, that is the quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
And you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia on Vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. And before we move on, I'd like to say that if you are listening through the application RRI Digital, you can leave some comments right below the player. You got the comment section down there, so please write something about the new thing from the Voice of Indonesia. Imagine, finally, in the morning, we already have English program. Usually we have to wait until the afternoon. But then I'd like to bring you, listener, today's weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Yep, I added some back sound to make this morning more enjoyable, so I'd like to start the weather forecast from Jakarta. By the way, on the website, it's put not random, but instead in an alphabetical order, so I'd like to read you this. First one is coming from Jakarta. It's still for the 2nd of February, and it is forecasted to be cloudy, and I should revise a little bit that apparently in Jakarta it is forecasted to be raining, and yes, it's been a drizzle since early morning. Oh my god, in Jakarta. And also some places in Indonesia are also expecting some rain, for example in Ambon, in Denpasar, and also in Kupang, Manokwari, Manado, Nabire, Merauke. And some other places are still expecting some cloudy days, like in Pangkal Pinang, in Padang, in Makassar, Mamuju, and also in Bandung. And some places are still enjoying a rather sunny day, but a little bit cloudy. For example, in Banjarbaru, and then I'd like to say also in Mataram, in Palembang, they are expecting right a rather sunny day with a little bit of cloud. And that's a little bit of our weather in Indonesia. So if you want to know more about Indonesia, I should say if you want to come to Indonesia with the right time, please to always make sure the weather first by listening to the Voice of Indonesia, or check our Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency's website. So what's next, listener? So the next one will be a nice song. This one is a cover by three favorite artists from the 2010s. But the song is not released in 2010s, it's rather more recently. We have The Massive, Rosa, featuring David Noah with Pernah Memiliki. Stay tuned in the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Don't be still and take your time, and nothing can stop us. fast, no one can
last.
The world service voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in this weekend, a lot of Indonesians were surprised by the report about Indonesian exchange rate against the US dollars. And some screenshots circulating widely online show that the rupiah at a rate of 8,170.65 per US dollars, as reported by RRI.co.id, and everybody was surprised because it is cut in half from the previous one in Friday. It was 16,000. Imagine a 50% cut on it. However, as of 6:47 p.m. Jakarta time on Saturday, February the 1st, Google still displayed the incorrect information. And responding about this surprising exchange rate, Ramdan Deni Prakoso, the head of Bank Indonesia's communication department, said apparently what the Google is showing was inaccurate because Bank Indonesia's data recorded the rupiah exchange rate was still at 16,312 rupiahs per US dollar on January 31st, 2025.
Bias indah warna tawa beranjak, tinggalkan wajah cruel terlihat. Jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu. Kan bahagia bertata, tak hilang pandangan, tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama.
Thank you.
중 있잖아 개나빡하고 침대룩 어야 좁아지니 땡업땡업 사야 가다 오랑 사야 미리 라이다 하이까 모양 짜릭 dan manis
Ini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris Are you smiling?
Atau meringis But I gotta say I love you man Buah kelapa
Depok sudah hadir di sini is in the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai. Buah kelapa.
Project Pop with Coconut. Well, you can feel the vibe of what is it? Having a vacation at the beach in Indonesia. Yeah, you can say a lot of beaches in Indonesia like Bali, but if you think Bali is too crowded, you can go to some other places. You can go to Parang Tritis near Yogyakarta or Likupang in North Minahasa. And of course, there are abundant how do we call it? Choices for beaches in Indonesia. And if you want to know more about Indonesia and the voice of Indonesia, please make sure to stay tuned to our social media accounts. You can follow our Instagram account VOI_official, and the TikTok account has the same username at VOI_official. On Facebook, we are available on The Voice of Indonesia. And if you miss some dialogues or good programs that you listen to it in the middle and you want to know the whole context of it, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And maybe if you are still opening the RRI Digital Mobile app, in there you can see a lot of contents. Most of them are still in Indonesian right now, but you can later find the ones in English. And still in the spirit of vacation to beaches or the tropical land, let's listen to Run with Kulari ke Pantai, or I Run to the Beach.
Jenak kawanku Tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu Bisik pasir deburan ombak Temani semesta membiru Dengarlah Thank you. kau cari ada di luar sana.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption.
Oh,
eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has struck volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burst, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, one hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air Galunggung itu
before Galunggung erupted its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Itu merek
Galunggung rice.
Beras
which is
anjur,
produced from Galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying.
Anjur,
if you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, the Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silakan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom with His word to be thankful, as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Aku yang tak pernah
Here is the newsline. Indonesia secures one victory in Thailand Masters 2025, and Indonesian futsal team won against Saudi Arabia. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian women's double team Lani Triamayasari and Siti Fadia Ramadanti won the final of Thailand Masters 2025 on Sunday. The duo defeated Thailand's Laksika Kanlaha and Pathaimas Muan Wong with 21-8, 21-13 and 15-21. quoted from rra.co.id. Ranifadia's victory affirmed Indonesia's domination in badminton women's doubles. Still in sport, Indonesian national futsal team defeated Saudi Arabia's 3-0 in the Four Nation World Series 2025 in Jakarta on Sunday. Two goals were made by Rio Pangestu and another by Muhammad Syaifullah. With this, Indonesia became the runner-up in the tournament. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Adalah keluarga.